Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, yesterday we were talking about the placebo effect of the government and the news, you know, putting out fake news, and whether or not we were actually doing better as a country or not doing better as a country. And it's interesting. Today I wanted to go and get some facts, so I spent the whole morning reading different economic reports of various types. I brought the material with me, so I've got a bunch of economic material to share with you today. But I have to say to you that after reading for 2 hours, 3 hours this morning about the economic conditions of this country, it really dawned on me that it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter how the country is doing, because you are doing as well as you have figured out how to do, you and your family. Myself, my members, and I'm telling you this not to impress you, but to impress upon you a reality. Our incomes have gone up fivefold, you know, not four times, but five times what they were 10 years ago. Over the last 10 years, my net worth and wealth has gone up five times from what it was 10 years ago. And the way it looks, it's going to just keep going that way. It's unbelievable. You know, 20% increase in net worth every year. Year over year over year over year, doesn't matter what the economy is doing, or does it? The bottom line is the economy has been booming since 2008 and 9 when it crashed. It's been nothing but an arrow, hockey stick up ever since. All the economic reports that I read says it's still that way, and they believe it's going to remain that way for some time in the future, of which they cannot see a change. So if that's the case, why are you living a life of quiet desperation? Why have you not become a millionaire in the last 2 to 5 years? That's a strong claim. The claim is, if you do what you should do correctly, follow what we say and do it correctly, you should be a millionaire within 2 to 5 years, or retire within 2 to 5 years, whichever you prefer to look at it, whichever way you prefer to look at it. Some people it's retirement, some people it's more money in the bank. It just depends on what your goal is. But the reality is that the economic conditions to do it have been incredible. The sad part is, those of you who have not bought the correct assets have not benefited from this increase in value. When you go out there and you make decisions in life, and you look at your 401k, your IRA, your personal residence, and you ask yourself a question, has my personal residence gone up five times in the last 10 years? Well, the median price in Texas 10 years ago was $150,000. I think it was $152,000 in 2008. It's now $234,000. I mean, that's unbelievable. That's a $100,000 increase on a $150,000 value. That's massive. So that's one house. What if you own 10 houses? That's $1 million increase in value in just 10 years. $1 million just on houses if you own 10 houses. Apartments, it's even crazier. I bought an apartment complex for $8,000 a door. We just sold it for $45,000 a door. I mean, that's a massive, massive increase in value. So the question is, the real question is, did you get a piece of all that? And the answer is, it doesn't matter now. You've already missed that. So the real question comes down not to, is the country doing well? The real question comes down to, did you do well and are you doing well now? And then the last and most important question, what are you going to do in the future? What are you going to do right after Christmas? I know we've got just a few days before all the fam-damly rolls in. But until then, you know, we're going to be busy. But after that, throw all the stuff away, put the tree down. What are you going to do? What is your plan for 2018? Are you going to be a part of the metrics of our society that are on the uptick? Are you going to be part of the metrics of our society that's on a downtick? Now, I've read all of these economic condition reports, and the reality is pretty simple. The people at the bottom of the boat are getting poorer, respectively, and the people at the top of the boat are getting richer. So let's use a better acronym than boat. Let's talk about people at the bottom of the hill, people at the top of the hill. The people at the top of our society are becoming wealthier at a faster rate. And the people at the bottom are becoming relatively poorer. And relative means that their increase in asset value, their increase in income is not keeping up with inflation. They're losing ground to inflation. They're losing ground to the rest of society. And I read this article a couple months back. I don't know if I did a piece on it or not. I don't think I did. But it was called Relative Wealth. And they talk about the fact that if you compare your wealth to other people, that's how you get your sense of accomplishment. So if the Joneses next door are getting wealthier and wealthier and wealthier every year, and you're not, then you are relatively poorer compared to everybody else. And in our society, the people below the 50 percentile, half of all our country, are getting poorer every year. Now, at the same time, you've got the Republicans going, look what we've done. We've made this an incredible atmosphere for business. I'm sure that's what Donald Trump would have to say. If we pass this tax code change, it's going to make it even better for business. So the rich are going to get richer, and the poor are going to get poorer. I read an article that I'll share with you later on that's saying a larger percentage of people are living together now because they can't afford rent. Well, that means rent is very, very high, which is good for us as landlords. We're getting richer. We have more income coming in, and more income on real estate usually equates to more wealth. But the average person can't afford to live in a house anymore. They can't afford to buy one, and they can't even afford to rent one unless they move in. It said 50%, I believe is the article. We'll get to it later, and we'll check if I remember right. 50% of all Americans are now living either at home with their parents or living in a roommate scenario. They talk about the cities where the rent is very, very expensive, like something like New York or California, and you're talking about $3,000 a month for a 600-square-foot apartment, and people are bunking up to be able to afford to share a 600-square-foot apartment because they can't afford it. No one can afford $3,000. It's also saying things like, the percentage of your income that should be used on housing should be 30%, one-third. It used to be, by the way, only 25%. They've moved it to 30% because it's just the reality. Housing is more expensive comparatively to everything else now. But it's saying in some areas, it's actually 50% of your income. Now, let's talk about this for a second. You make $100,000 a year, you're paying 33% income taxes and 7% Social Security and Medicare tax if you're not self-employed. You're paying double that if you're self-employed. So now you're sitting there with a 40% tax hit on $100,000. You're left with $60,000. And what they're saying is 50% of that $100,000 with income is going towards your housing. Wow. That's unbelievable. You got a $3,000 a month rental bill. That's $36,000 a year coming out of your after-tax $60,000. That's more than 50% of your after-tax dollars. And so the people that have to rent are becoming worse off financially. And the people who own the assets are becoming wealthier and wealthier at a faster rate. So as we go through all this economic stuff, what I'm going to want you to think about is, where do you fit into this? How much net worth did you increase last year? How much net income other than your job did you get last year? And did your job go up? What is your income streams doing? What is your net worth doing? Where are you fitting in at? That's what we want to talk about. All right, we're going to go to a short break. Our number here is 877-711-5211. Phone lines will be open during the break. We'll pick up any calls after the break. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named Lifestyles Unlimited the best real estate education and mentoring program in the United States. We take you by the hand and teach you how to invest in real estate. We've been doing it for 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won independent, local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 9 of the last 9 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're going through economic conditions throughout the country, looking at all times of reports on economics, which to me is fairly boring, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway because every once in a while I've got to throw some stuff out there. Some fodder for people to understand where the country really is and how the rich people are getting richer and the poor people are getting poorer. If you'd like to call in, make a comment, or ask a question, our number here is 877-711-5211. Phone calls are welcome today because the material's relatively boring in my mind, which statistics, some people like statistics. I'm not a statistics kind of guy. I'm a tell-me-about-your-life kind of guy. So holding through the break is Lyle from Akron. Lyle, welcome to the show. What would you like to talk about?
Hey, thanks, Bill. I wanted to ask if you could give me some advice or maybe a comment on the
I'm about to sell two properties, my fiance and mine. We're going to have roughly $70,000 in the bank.
Hey, Lyle, we've got a tremendous echo. Lyle, we've got a tremendous echo. Either you've got a radio on at your house or you've got your phone on speaker or something, but I can barely hear you because of the echo.
Is that better?
Much better.
Okay, very good. We're going to have about $70,000 in the bank, and with things going on in the economy, we're up here in Ohio. I like to try and invest locally through Lifestyles. What would you recommend we do? Single family home, getting into a fire? How do we protect ourselves and make sure our asset and that cash is going to be best utilized going forward?
You say you have $70,000 is what you're going to start with?
Yes, sir. Right about May time frame, we should have $70,000 at the sale.
I think I would work with single-family houses to start with.
Okay.
I think you get more bang for your buck. There's a lot of leverage out there right now. It's easy to borrow money. And housing is really tight now, because they didn't build any for quite a few years, and so there's a lot of demand for housing. It's easy to rent. You can get very high rents for it right now. And if you don't have enough money to retire, like $70,000 is probably not going to produce enough income for you to retire. You want something that's not going to take a lot of your time to deal with, and houses don't take any time at all. Once you get one purchased, set up, somebody in it, you just leave it alone. It's really simple to do. And then as you grow your wealth and you build up some wealth, and think about it this way. Each house makes you $500 a month positive cash flow, buys back $500 of your life that you don't have to work, whatever it is you do for a living. Figure out what $500 is part of your, weekly workload to get that much money. Monthly workload. And, by the time you've got 10 houses, you've got $5,000 a month of tax-free income, which would be equivalent to really $7,000 or $8,000 a month of tax-free income, which is a position where most people could take one of the family members off the workforce if they wanted to with that kind of money. So I think it's a sound way to start. I started with single family. Now, if you told me you had $200,000, I would say, yeah, it's probably just better to go ahead and go to multifamily because you're going to end up there anyway, eventually. But with only $70,000, I think you're better off starting with single family.
Okay, very good. Well, I do appreciate it.
Are you a member with us?
Not yet. No, we're also in the process of building, and so we're going to try and wait until we get closer to the end of the build. We're looking to join probably about April time frame and come out to the seminar and everything.
I tell you, I would go ahead and join now, because there's so much information online that you can watch, you can study. You can take the seminar online. You can take it as many times as you want. So in April, if you want to come do it live to get the, you know, the bang of doing it live, that's fine. But you get yourself mentally prepared so that the moves that you're making right now, as you get closer, you don't do something wrong. I told the story earlier this week about I started building this railroad layout. And I got all excited about it, and I started building it. And about a couple months into the project, I figured out, man, I built limitations into what I did. I did something that's stopping me from going forward. I have to go backwards now. I have to take this thing apart and start all over again. And I wish I would have researched the material and got myself a mentor before I started the project instead of right when I started the project. So what happened was, after I got jumped in on all this building of this layout and everything, and I got the whole frame built up and the platform and the train tracks down, then I met this guy that is the greatest railroad builder in the country. He built the railroad for Warren Buffett when he bought BNSF. And this guy went out to his factory, and I spent a day with him. And then I realized, I've done so many things wrong that I have to go undo them now. So I finally just hired the guy as a mentor. I said, look, man, I don't want to make these same mistakes again. So I got a contract with him to teach me, you know, as I go and help me. So I have these little meetings with him to make sure I don't go any further. And the point I'm trying to make is what I've learned is you don't want to just start and then do stuff. You want to think about it before you do it. And then you can take the correct step. So I would say go ahead and get started. You don't have to buy anything this year, but you might make some decisions that will change something else you do this year.
Okay. Sounds good. And we just joined at the, is that the $500 membership?
Yeah, that's all you need. That gives you everything you need to be able to buy houses and apartments, but mostly houses. You'll get everything you need there. And there'll be some additional information online you can get to that will help you even more. And then what you're going to find out is you're going to want to sign up for Discover, which is a software program that will appraise houses for you. It will tell you what a house is worth after it's repaired, and it will also tell you what it will rent for. So if you don't know what something's worth, knowing what to do with it, you know, is going to be not very valuable. You know, hey, I know how to fix a house up. I know how to buy it. I know how to put a tenant in it. But what am I paying for this house? Am I paying too much? Is there upside if I fix it up? You know, by the time I put my money into it, I bought it for X. I put Y income or repairs. So X plus Y equals what I have in it. But what I have in it might be more than the value after I'm done with all that. So I would have done something wrong. And that's, again, the same kind of concept I said about the train layout. I got to, you know, X and I did Y. And when I got to X and Y, I found out X and Y wasn't even worth what, you know, what I had in it. It was wrong. And so you're going to want that software also. But you don't need that software until you're ready to buy. And it only costs $79 a month. And you can buy it by the month. So there's no hurry on that. But the education you need to know. And then you get a free, you can sign up for that software for a week for free. It's called Discovery. And you can use it for a week free just and practice a training class on it. Then you use it, and it's fun. You can look up all your relatives' houses and see what they're worth. See what they paid for them. It's unbelievable stuff. You know, you look up your boss and find out what your boss's house is worth. That's all just crazy, you know.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I'll definitely check it out.
Well, you have a great holiday, and we hope to see you as soon as possible with us.
All right, Dale. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. All right, our number here is 877-711-5211. We're going to come up on a break here pretty soon, so I'll just go ahead before I go into any more of these specific facts and details that I looked up today. Just want to keep in mind that what we're talking about here today is not just the economic review, but the situation of what side of this economic review are you on. If everything in the world is going up for the rich people and everything in the world's going down for the poor people, then you got to ask yourself, where do you fit on that scale? If that's a stick, you know, with a fulcrum in the middle, which side are you on? Are you the side going up or the side going down? That's the question. 877-711-5211. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Wamsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about the economic conditions that are going on right now in the country and what we can do with them, how we're benefiting or not benefiting from those conditions. Our number here, if you'd like to get involved in this conversation, is 877-711-5211. What I'd like to ask you to call in and tell me today, if you have a chance to do it, is call in and let me know, is your family on the upside of this massive increase in wealth for Americans? Or are they on the downside, or are you just kind of idling in the middle somewhere? I'm just curious to see different people's opinions and feelings about what's really going on in this country, where they're stuck at in that scheme. Having said that, we've got Derwin from San Francisco. I hope I didn't mispronounce that. Is it Derwin?
Yes, Derwin. You are absolutely correct.
All right. How can I help you today? What would you like to talk about?
Yes. I have a fourplex that hopefully if everything works out right, it's going to close in 60 days. And what I'm looking to do is to purchase rental property, either multifamily or single family homes in the North Dallas Plano area. I lived there for 9 years, but what I'm doing is I'm looking for cash flow. So if everything works out, roughly $200,000 will be liquid, looking for on another opportunity, and want to know what you suggest.
Now, Did you say you're selling a fourplex or buying a fourplex?
Selling.
Okay, great. And where's that located at?
It's in Oakland.
Oakland, okay. Very good. Yeah, in Dallas, the single-family home prices are very high right now. The apartment prices are very high. It's one of those things where that's a pro and a con. It's a good and bad. The good is the market's hot as can be. It's safe to be in it because it's so hot. It's going nowhere but up. There's just not enough construction there. Dallas is booming. So that's good. The downside of it is you're not going to be able to get into a house for less than $25,000. That's a minimum. You can get in, even with using hard money and our special financing tricks and everything, up in Dallas, we're not getting in for less than $25,000 down. Now, in Houston, okay, we're getting to some deals $10,000, $15,000 down. We've even sold a couple of them. We've done zero downs in the last couple of months. You know, with the right purchase price, the right financing, finessing the deal, you can get in for very low down payments. But Dallas, my friend, that is a bang-up market up there. And you're going to have to think about, okay, with $200,000, if I put $25,000 down a house, you can buy eight houses. Does that come out right? Yeah, I think so. You can get eight houses. $500 a month cash flow, though. A lot of cash flow. The rents are really high. So 500 times eight is $4,000 a month. And that sounds like what you want, then your plan's good.
And the reason why I didn't I've looked for multifamilies. There's not very many. There's not a whole lot of buildings like that there.
You know, I have 27,000 members. I don't know how many of them are in Dallas, and there are tons of apartments in Dallas. It's just that we have so much money, Derwin, amongst our members, and so many people that are good at this that we're on top of those things like stink on fish. You're not going to get one from out of town. You don't have resources. Besides that,
okay,
$200,000 isn't going to buy you an apartment. Let's just do the numbers backwards, okay? $200,000. It would be 25% of some number. You'd have to put at least 25% down. You'd need closing costs, too. So it's really going to be more like 30% down. So let's just take the 25, be easy on it. 25,000, 25%, 200,000 is 25% of 800,000, which would be the most you could buy. Now you take 800,000, and the lowest priced thing you can buy in Dallas is probably $40,000 a door. So that's 10 units. So that, you, there is some outside chance, you know, that you could buy something 10 units or under. And with the $200,000, but it'd be tight because you, I didn't calculate in down, closing costs. I didn't calculate any rehab costs or anything like that. So, you know, I just stretched it to the limit. You're, the thing about that then, Derwin, is that when you get down to that small of a property, the number of them that are out there is less. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So your statement, mm-hmm. there are not very many out there. Well, there's not very many out there that you can buy for $200,000 down. That's the real answer to your question. That's my problem.
That's my problem. So would it be better for me to... just stick with single family homes?
It won't hurt you. It won't hurt you. There's no way it's going to hurt you, especially up in Dallas. Those houses are going to go up in value. They're just flying up in value up there. They really are.
One last question, if you may. What I was going to ask you is there a way that I could use that money to syndicate with a group that's trying to buy a larger building and get in as a partner on a larger situation through your group?
You could. That would be possible. You would have to be a member, though, and going through the training programs to do that, though.
Okay, I understand. Well, I'm going to look more into getting into your program and figuring out if there's a way that I could do that. I don't. The timetable is probably not right for me because since I have to just make a decision in the next probably 90, 100, 120 days.
Well, let me suggest this to you. The base entry-level two-day membership, or not, it's a year membership, it's a two-day training class that goes with it. It's only $500. And before you're going to invest $200,000 that into stuff that you don't live right next to, in markets you don't 100% understand, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I would take that two-day class. It's well worth the $500. It'll save you tens of thousands of dollars in mistakes. And it will also, during that time, in that two-day, talk to you about syndication, and so you'll understand it better, because then you can make a logical decision. Does that make sense? I give you an opinion, but my opinion is just that. It's an opinion. Your situation is your personal situation and your personal desires. So that investment of $500 is well worth it. I just paid a guy, what did I pay him? $3,500 to meet with me on how to build a train layout. I mean, come on. But it was worth $3,500 to me because I already messed up $100,000 worth of mistakes on the stuff that I'd done trying to do it myself, man. So I go, you know what? $3,500 just to not make another $100,000 worth of mistakes is well worth it. And it slowed me down. I had to undo everything I did. I had to go backwards. And so it's just, to me, I'm a big believer in lifetime education. Whatever it is I want to do, I want to get educated on it before I go and not make the mistakes that somebody else has already figured out how to avoid.
Makes sense. When are you going to be in this area or somewhere where I could actually commute and actually see it?
Oh, yeah. We're all over the country. I'm going to 15 different places next year. You got to get on our website and look it up. It tells you it's called Dell on Location or something like that. And I'm all over the country. I got a couple California gigs going on, too.
Okay. I look forward to getting the information. I really appreciate your time.
All right, Derwin, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right, our number here is 877-711-5211 if you'd like to call in. Questions are fine. Comments on the economy. I'd really like to hear from you guys, to hear where you think you're at, you and your family. Because I'm making this basic statement with all this data I have in front of me, is that half of the country is doing extremely well, and the other half, the bottom half of the country, is regressing. They are regressing as far as wealth goes. And, you know, obviously there's in any set of data, there's a median, right? And then there's standard deviation. So where do you fit? Are you a median person? Are you doing a little better than the average person? Are you one standard deviation better, one standard deviation worse? Or are you the bottom of the pile? Or are you one of the guys that are like the members of Lifestyles, just rocking it and making millions of dollars? I mean, I am amazed. Quite honestly, even though I created this program 27 years ago and I've nurtured it like it was my baby for 27 years, made it better, forced myself to make it better every year, even knowing all of that, I'm amazed. at how successful the members are becoming. Now, I'm not amazed on how great Lifestyles Unlimited is and how it helps people, but I'm amazed at how successful the members are as far as net worth. It's blowing my mind how many people now have the problem of setting up a family business office, running their wealth, managing their wealth, figuring out how to send the generational wealth up the line to the next generation. These are the kinds of things that we're out there working on right now because we've already become rich, richer than we need to be. And so the people coming in now meet these people, they see this wealth, and it immediately strikes them that they want that and can have that also. So we're getting not only bigger results, we're getting faster results because we're shortening that curve of time of skepticism. And if you can shorten the skepticism term, timepiece, then you can really accelerate the growth piece. And that's what's happening right now. So give me a call if you want to tell me which side of the curve you're on. I see Joe's holding. Joe, I'm going to ask you to hold through or call back at the other side of the break because I've got to go to a break right now and I don't want to cut you off just as soon as you start speaking. So I'll pick you up first thing on the other side of the break. For the rest of you, 877-711-5211. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow, for the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you'd lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we've been talking about economic statistics and how what they've proved out this year is that the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. And I had a basic question laid out there on the table for everybody. Where do you fit in? Are you in the median where really nothing's happening in your life? You're not getting worse off, you're not getting better, but you're sort of stagnant? Or are you on the bottom side where you're getting worse off comparatively to where everybody else is? Or are you on the top where you're just massively increasing your wealth every year? Holding through the break now is Joe from Florida. Joe, how you doing? What do we want to talk about today?
Hey, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You sound like you're on a speakerphone or something, though.
Hey, Del, I'm in South Florida, and I'm thinking about doing a duplex buy. What about the tax consequences? Rental income sounds great, residual income and all, but aren't the tax consequences a headache on a duplex?
No, actually, Joe,
do it a month on a duplex.
The reality is, Joe, if you do it correctly, there's no tax consequence at all. Rental income, when done correctly, will be covered by depreciation and will be tax-free to you. So I can make $500,000, $1 million a year in rental income, Joe, and pay no taxes on it at all.
How is that possible? The building is built in 1985. That can still be done?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. The tax law hasn't changed since 19...
Where would I look into that?
Take my course.
Oh,
either that or you can go read, a bunch of tax law. I mean, that's the bottom line that we'll teach it to you really quick. But, you know, on the short side of it, the bottom line is that you get to depreciate that asset. And that depreciation is a paper loss. It's not real. But you get to write that off against your rental income. And so it covers, if you do it right, it covers your rental income. And you have no income. You report zero rental income.
Even 20 grand a year?
Yes, could be $500,000 a year, $1 million a year. We still don't pay taxes on it.
How do I get to this course? Can I do it online?
Yeah, you can do it online. It's $500 for 2 full days, 16 hours, and then a year's worth of membership with other internet classes available, live events available. We're all over the country right now. We've got a couple events coming up in Florida next year also. So for $500, you get a year's worth of membership. You get a 2-day seminar that will teach you everything you need to know about how to do tax-free rental income and how to also get your capital.
Yeah, but wouldn't a basic attorney know the same thing you know about depreciation?
Not an attorney. A good CPA would know it.
A good CPA.
A good CPA would be the one that would understand it. But a poor CPA wouldn't understand it, Joe. That's the problem. What do you call the guy, the last guy in his class?
you call a dummy?
Well, you call him an attorney, you call him a doctor, you call him a CPA, right? Just because a guy has a credential doesn't mean that he, first of all, is that smart. But second of all, hasn't specialized. Real estate investing law and real estate investing taxation is a very specialized business that I have people come in all the time. They're CPAs. Go, you know, I'm a CPA. I know this stuff, and I never really thought about it the way you just explained it. You're right. You can have tax-free income if you do it right. The key is doing it right, Joe. If you go and ask the wrong questions of a CPA, they're going to tell you, no, it's not going to work. You can't do it. I'm telling you, you can. And I'm not a CPA, but I've been doing this for 27 years, teaching this for 27 years, and tens of thousands of members are doing it tax-free. So, you know, it's worth it. Sign up and learn.
I'll bet my CPA doesn't bench press 500 pounds like you do either.
By the way, I don't bench press 500 anymore, Joe.
Oh, I thought you were a weightlifter.
I used to be a darn good one, too, but now I'm 61 years old, and I'd be happy to bench press 100 pounds. I mean, I just don't have the strength that I used to have. The joints are gone. I've blown out all my shoulders. I've blown out my biceps, blown out my back, my knees. You know, I was a competitive athlete from age 14 all the way up to age 35, and, man, at age 36, I said, you know what? I think I've had enough. I've got enough trophies and enough pain. I think I'll just go ahead and be a in-shape human being. So now I have this. I get in this bodybuilding contest every morning. I get up and I look in the mirror, and I see if I'm better than the guy in the mirror. And if I'm better than the guy in the mirror and the pants still go on and I can buckle them and belt doesn't get too tight, then I'm doing a good job, Joe.
Yeah, I hope there's a movie about you soon. I'd like to see it.
Yeah, that's interesting. It'd be an interesting movie because I've had a very interesting life, to say the least, of crazy stuff that I've done. So it'd be fun. I hope to see you out there when I come out there. Look up on our website also about when I'm going to come to Florida. You come visit me. I'm going to have some live events out there next year.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Joe. Look forward to meeting you.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. All right, folks. It looks like the data will be something we'll come back to another day, the actual data. I pretty much told you what all the – I read four or five different reports, and they all came out to what I've just been explaining to you today, is that the wealth is growing rapidly for those at the top, and the bottom is finding itself falling farther and farther behind, not because they make less, but because they're not making more during a time when everything in life is becoming more expensive. So they're falling behind to inflation and everybody else out there. The feeling, if you're stagnant and everybody else is growing, the feeling is you're going backwards. I don't know if you've ever been in a car and you've been at a stoplight and everybody takes off. It makes you feel like you're going backwards. Even though you haven't moved an inch, you feel like you're going backwards when everybody else takes off around you and you're not really paying attention to what's going on. Your peripheral vision says, wow, I'm going backwards. And I think that's what's happening in our society right now with finances and wealth. People that are just sitting there, not going anywhere, are feeling like they're going backwards. And they may well be, you know, they may well be. So you have to make that decision in life. Are you going to be aggressive out there and move forward and be a part of the haves? Or are you going to be stagnant and be a part of the have-nots? That's the question we get up every morning and ask ourselves. Just like Joe asked me if I still work out. Yeah, I still work out, and yeah, I'm still pretty physically fit. But, man, I don't want to go out there and be a bodybuilder. You got to make those decisions. How far are you willing to go? Remember, though, no matter what we do, it's not just for money. It's for the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.